With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says that President Biden's commutation of 37 death sentences this week motivated by politics than ethics. Obviously, he says, considering the three whose sentences he did not commute.
The Boston Marathon bomber, the Tree of Life bomber, or a shooter, and the Charleston shooter. So Joe Biden was willing to commute every death sentence on federal death row except for the most politically inconvenient murderers.
Cotton says Biden's selective commutations for federal death row inmates this week sends a very cruel message to the families of their victims.
So what message does that send to those 37 families and their friends and their fellow police officers who were shot or killed or tortured in cold blood, that your loved one is expendable? Your loved one is not politically inconvenient, so we're going to let his murderer get off.
Also at SRNnews.com, as lawmakers prepare to support the incoming agency set up to trim government waste, the Senate has now organized a panel to also lend a hand. We have more details now from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Congress already has a DOGE caucus to support the work of co-chairs Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Now meet the MAHA caucus. Republican Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, Rick Scott of Florida, Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming, and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin have launched the efforts to champion Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s, quote, Make America Healthy Again agenda in the Senate. Politico reports the policy goals include promoting food and non-pharmaceutical interventions and encouraging agricultural practices that improve the nutritional value of food, as well as furthering efforts to research, prevent, and treat chronic diseases. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A new look at religious persecution around the globe.
The Pew Research Center has crunched the numbers for 2022, the last year for which all the data is in, and it reveals that 30% of the countries in the world feature strong persecution of faith groups by the government. That's the highest percentage since Pew started measuring the problem back in 2007. The Pew list of countries with repressive governments includes the usual suspects: China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Eritrea, and Sudan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky Republican Attorney General Russell Coleman says the state is under no legal requirement to use taxpayer money to cover the cost of sex change operations for people who are incarcerated in state prisons. The Kentucky Corrections Department had requested the opinion that, as it amends regulations regarding medical care for those who are behind bars. This is SRN News. The oldest living survivor of Pearl Harbor has died.
Warren Red Upton died on Christmas Day. He was 105 years old. He was serving aboard the USS Utah during the 1941 Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. He was a radio man. After the ship was hit and began to capsize, Upton and others abandoned ship and swam to Ford Island. Along the way, he helped another shipmate who couldn't swim. Ultimately, 58 USS Utah crew members died that day, many of them unable to escape the ship as it rolled over. Upton continued to serve as a radio man throughout the war. Once it was over, he returned home, got married, and had a family. His wife, Jean, a former Navy nurse, passed away in 2018. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Wall Street, Friday, the Dow ending the week on a down note. The Dow was off 333 points, the NASDAQ down nearly 300. More details at srnnews.com.